for the little time after the festival. It will serve you for your whole, let me say, journey that you take, the journey which brought you through the to this human form of life, the journey which brought you in contact with Krishna consciousness, and the journey which will hopefully end in more and improved Krishna consciousness. Huh? This focus is a very wonderful result. This ekanti bhava, or ekantika is also a Sanskrit word. This one-pointedness is required if some energy is desired in one's spiritual life. So today, Madhavananda has so kindly revealed some secrets about the relatives of Srimati Radharani. Those of you who came later can obtain the tapes of these classes. I hear they are recorded there, and you can again relish the subjects. You can again go through them, and in this way celebrate this focusing of your life on Radha and on Krishna. I think this is a very good motto. Huh? Do you agree that this is a good motto to focus ourselves more so that we can increase the spiritual energy that bhakti can burst forth in our heart? I think that's a very valuable motto, a very valuable undertaking. Fine, so what we will do is I will talk a little bit on the Radha Tattva. It will be a little complicated. You can already fasten your or strengthen your intellectual muscles, but then I will tell you a little Leela also. Afterwards, we will welcome Srimati Radharani. The idea is today to welcome her. A little Adivas ceremony will be performed where all of you can be pujaris and worship Radharani. And then we will nicely go into our festival, which starts in all earnestness tomorrow when Radhastami commences. God. Once I had an assistant. You know, my assistants stay usually for quite some time with me. The last one, Gaurahari, was 10 years tolerating me. And before that, Shrishtikata, before he entered the Grihastha Ashram, was with me traveling everywhere. And one day he came back from Vrindavan. He had gone to Vrindavan. Actually, he stayed a whole year in Vrindavan. And he came back and said, I brought a melody with me from Vrindavan. I was very interested. A melody? Yes, yes, yes. I learned it on Loi Bazaar. Then I was thinking, it will be the rupee melody. Come here, cheapest prices, best dhotis, and so on. But no, he said that there was a shop owner who sang after he had finished with his shopping activities. There was a shop owner who taught him this melody, which I would like to sing with you for the pleasure of Radharani. And he had said that this is the favorite melody of Radharani. So I thought we will sing this today. If it is possible for you, you please turn towards the altar and we can sing for Radharani. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Nindaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Tera Radhe. Go! Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe Naya Lala Radhe Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Just like salt brings out the flavor of a preparation, but cannot stand alone as a food by itself. So philosophy brings out the understanding of Krishna's lila, Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes. But philosophy cannot stand just by itself for a devotee who's interested in bhakti. A devotee who wants to be nourished by bhakti needs to hear about Krishna's name, his form, his qualities, and his pastimes. A devotee wants to be nourished by Radharani's presence in his life. He wants to hear, what is Radha doing? What are her qualities which make her so endearing to Krishna? And ultimately, how can I, as a person of this world, relate to Radha? But so that he becomes nourished by this information. Vishwanath Chakravarti tells us that the prime purpose of hearing about Radha and Krishna's pastimes and everything which belongs to it, like the qualities of the divine couple, that these things nourish our bhakti. They feed our bhakti. But so that the flavor becomes really nice, we do need a little salt, a little philosophy, which makes us understand who are Radha and Krishna, what they are from our, in our world of understanding, how we can best understand them. And in preparing for Radhastami, I was preparing many things about Radha and Krishna's leelas, but then I felt, let me start in the on Thursday to talk a little bit about the understanding of Srimati Radharani, and then tell you all why she is so dear to Krishna. That Krishna says, without Radha, Bina Radha, I'm the Bina Radha. Why Krishna says, Radha, please let me see you, please save my life. Krishna leaves all the other millions of gopis who have no power to calm Krishna's heart, because in Radha's absence he feels
a sense of incompleteness. No? And playing with his flute, Krishna says, Radha, please come here. Why is it that Krishna is so much enchanted by Radha? You have to see, when I look out in this sacred assembly, I see man, woman, children, and some insects in the room. But do you know, in your spiritual form, you are all Prakriti, you are all females, and Krishna is Purusha, meant to enjoy all of us. We have this constitutional position of being female in our spiritual identity. I do remember once when I gave a preaching program in Wiesbaden, after I was finished, I received a postcard, and there was written, please tell me one thing, do you know who you are? And I wrote back, I know something of what I am, but you wouldn't believe it. What was in my mind at that time was what I'm explaining to you today on Radhastami. In our real spiritual identity, when all our false coverings, our masquerade is over, when it's the end of the costume ball of material existence, we are really female, and we are subordinate to Srimati Radharani. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, the object of the endeavor of the individual souls is to learn to obey Sri Radhika. Only by obeying Sri Radhika can the souls serve Sri Krishna. So we all wish to come under the subordination or under the guidance of Srimati Radharani. Self-realization, or the realization of our true identity, means to, for us Gaudiyas, to understand we are subordinate to Srimati Radhika. This is the goal of our endeavor. Whatever we do, so much endeavor in our spiritual path is to reconnect with Srimati Radhika. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says very clear, I have written this down, Sri Krishna alone is Godhead. Sri Radhika alone serves Sri Krishna. That is the only absolute truth. Sri Radhika is the ultimate source of all renderers of service. We are all, there's one Purusha, and we all, everyone of us, is relating to Srimati Radharani in service of this one. But there's something we have to learn. Is the absolute truth really one? Is it really that there is Krishna, and then there's Radhika as the leader of all the jivas? If you go one step further along this philosophical journey, you will see it is different. Modern people always think there is God paying as one thing, and everything else is outside of God, or they think we are all God. This is the Brahman understanding. This is a pseudo-monistic view which destroys the personality of Godhead into the void of an undifferentiated Brahman. The truth is Krishna is eternally a couple. He is Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna are one and at once different. I know this is a little philosophy for shaking us a little up. Sri Krishna is not one, he's two. He's both Sri Krishna as well as Sri Radhika. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, Sri Radhika is as absolute as Krishna himself. Sri Radhika is at once identical with and distinct from Krishna. So, let me express it simply. Just like a chickpea, you find in a chickpea, there are two halves and they are surrounded by one shell and comprise a whole chickpea. No? So Krishna is like that, you know, like the chickpea is really sounding a little foolish, but is having Radha on his side, and he is, it's Radha and Krishna. But we stand all on the side of Srimati Radharani. Sri Radhika is the absolute source of all the other gopis of Krishna. When she left the Rasa dance, Krishna felt, oh, Radha is not there, from whom all these other gopis come. How can this be a perfect Rasa dance? And he went into the forest, as we have sung this today, and called out with his flute, oh, Radha, come here, please come here. In this way, you can see that Sri Radha is more favored than the rest of the gopis, and the gopis praise her without reservation. Now, Shukadev, as we heard, did not mention Radha directly. See, when he was talking to Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj asked him once a question, and this question was so, let us say, so important for Shukadev Goswami, or so deep, that when he heard the question, he saw a pastime of Krishna. I will talk about this pastime in Govardhan for those who want to come to the Govardhan retreat. For 7 days I will talk about it. But let me not start now, otherwise it's difficult to stop. And when he saw Krishna performing this pastime, he became just so absolutely enthusiastic that he fell down on the ground and fainted. Now, there was Narad, Vyasadev, and other saints in the audience, and they were thinking, if he faints now, then Parikshit Maharaj, who is in need to hear about Krishna's pastimes, he will die without hearing about Krishna. So they went around Shukadev Goswami, who was there on the ground, you know, totally blissfully fainted. It was a blissful fainting, not something for the emergency. And they took wampas and cartels and made a loud noise, woo, 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 to wake up Shukadev. So Shukadev knew, if I talk about things which move me too much, I will be unable to continue my katha and enlighten Parikshit Maharaj. So there was one subject
which was extremely dear to Shukadev Goswami, and that was his mistress Radhika, the queen of Vrindavan. And therefore, he only mentioned it indirectly so that he would not again faint and spoil the whole katha. Imagine you have come to listen to this lecture. I mean, I think more that you tolerate the lecture as part of the festival. But imagine someone of you has actually come to listen to the lecture and I fall down here from the seat. Then that would be a disservice to the person who came all the way from wherever he took the airplane to. So Shukadev Goswami was also thinking, if I talk about Radha, I've already fainted once, it has happened, and I could not talk any longer. My katha was finished here, so I better don't mention Radha directly. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has spoken about Srimati Radharani. The Goswamis have amply glorified Radha in her their verses, and Jayadev Goswami has written songs about Radha, so she is well documented in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. I will make this short. As devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness, we should never, ever forget our goal. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gives a purport to a verse where Krishna describes the spiritual world. Krishna talks about his own abode and gives some information how it is self-effulgent and does not need the effulgence of the sun or the moon or fire and so on. And Prabhupada writes about this information something. He says, when one hears this, one should be enthusiastic to go there. I must tell you a secret. Maybe you will not like me now, but when I came to Krishna consciousness, I didn't like the world very much. I somehow had the feeling it would not satisfy me. I had tried beyond my age. I did things which young people don't do usually, because I was hungry for an experience, for the experiences of the world. And I went into very unusual areas like magic, like astral journeys and mysticism and so on, as much as I could do as a young person. But even though I had tried everything with money, everything with which I could lay my hands on as far as sense gratification, and everything I could experience in mysticism, I just knew this world would leave a sour taste, a bitter taste in my mouth. It wouldn't satisfy me. And when I did hear from the devotees that actually it is possible to go to a perfect place of bliss and knowledge where every step is a dance, I was fascinated by this information. Only much later I learned actually what it means to go to that real place, that spiritual place. I learned that the spiritual master gives the disciple certain tools and certain gifts, and my exalted spiritual master had not been shy and given me these exalted things, and only now where my youthful energy has gone and left me. I'm becoming aware of these gifts. And I would like to make you today, one day before Radhastami, aware of the gifts which each one of you has been given by our Parampara and by Srila Prabhupada, these gifts can help you to go back to the spiritual world. It's a beautiful verse. I will read it to you where these gifts are expressed. Nama sheshtam anumapi sachi putra matra svarupam rupam tasya grajamurupurim madurim goshtabatim radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya Shri Gurum Tannatosmi. I bow down to my blessed Shri Guru, by whose grace I have received the greatest name in existence, the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I have gotten by this grace the 18 syllable Gopal Gayatri. I do not know if you all have already received your Gopal Gayatri initiation, but it is a mantra which informs you every day about Radha and Krishna's kingdom. I have gotten Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi. Oh, this most merciful incarnation of Krishna who has come to give us what no other incarnation has ever even talked about, what to speak of giving. That is pure love of Krishna, the love of Radha, the Vrindavan forest, and all these things. He has given me Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, his elder brother, Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami, I think you all know, has given this work, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where we will find an exact description how a soul goes back home, back to Godhead, and we can follow in those footsteps. Sanatan Goswami is given the great city of Mathura. The pastures means the meadows of Braj. He has given us Radhakund, the best of mountains. Who's that? Giriraj Govardhan. Yes, you know everything. And he has given a hope in our heart. That is the hope to attain Radha and Madhava. Let us stop judging people by what they are at the present moment. Their obstacles, their bellies, their money and so on. Their mistakes and their successes. Let us stop judging people and start looking at people by seeing what is their ideal, what is their hope, what is their goal in life. If we see people like this, then we see them properly, because everyone will ultimately become what they aspire for, what they desire, what they hope for. So this hope of going back home, into the service of Srimati Radhika is something very wonderful. It is something which is given to us and put in our heart and so on. Devotees who have this hope, they actually meditate about something quite unusual. They meditate about their spiritual forms as servants of Srimati Radhika. They know, I'm ultimately in my ultimate spiritual essence, I'm female, That means I'm meant to give service. I'm meant to give pleasure. And they know that they like to hear about the best archetype of all, Srimati Radhika, and they like to get to know about her expansions, the gopis and the manjaris, and how they all relate to each other. Ultimately, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, we all have a particular name in the spiritual world. We are no longer called Otto Meyer or Richard Klotz or something so subtle. We have a form, we have a certain beauty, we have a particular age, address, a specialized seva, and a place where we do this seva, and all this we shall receive one day and serve the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. But for us here, for our practical purpose, it is necessary to understand we will be subordinate to Srimati Radhika. We will be under her. We will be with her. And so on. In the scriptures, there is a full picture of God given. God has his own Shakti, which you call the Swarup Shakti. And of this Swarup Shakti, I have cautioned you, it gets a little philosophical here. The essence is the pleasure-giving potency, Hladini Shakti. Now the essence of that Hladini Shakti, when you is what is called Mahabhava, and the form of that Mahabhava, that extreme love, the form of love, is Srimati Radharani. She is, all the good qualities are in her, and she is the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Huh? So there's Krishna, there is his vast energy which comes from him. One of it is the Hladini Shakti, and the condensed form of that is Srimati Radharani. To make it, to say it in simple form, she is the form of love. Simple words. For us, we are a little simple sometimes. So that highest form of love is now decorated with different attributes. And the attributes with which Radharani is decorating herself are given. It is a compassion. It is youthfulness, full, and finally its bodily luster. The scriptures describe it like this. In the morning, Krishna, Radha, takes her first bath, which totally engulfs her and equips her with a very, very divine quality, that is compassion. I believe also that, you know, when we relate to God or a divine personality, to Radha, when we relate, we are interested, is she interested in us? And the idea is, yes, she is compassionate to Krishna, but she's also compassionate to her lost servants in the material world, to you and me. She is so absolutely compassionate that she appears here in this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a combined form of Radha and Krishna, and makes a compassionate arrangement for us to move forward on our path. and gives us empowerment. So her first bath in the morning, that's when she gets up, is in the, she takes a bath in a shower of compassion. She's all compassion. Then the second bath, she takes in the nectar of youth. She's so youthful always. I would like to give you a little understanding. When you see a young child, you become immediately attractive if as long as it doesn't shout. A young child has this attractive potency, and both Krishna and Radha do have this amazing quality, what in whatever ages they are, wherever they move, in whatever time zones they move, they have this very attractive shakti of youthfulness. And her midday bath is a bath in the nectar of bodily luster. We know that Kamsa once heard through his spies, you know, that Radha, that there is the most beautiful girl in creation to whom the demigoddess bowed down, Radharani. He heard this, and he had some ideas. But I will talk about this later. But the information came through the spies. The greatest beauty will be found in Braj, in Srimati Radharani. But her beauty is not just, let me say, a passive beauty. Means she's just beautiful on herself. It's described a luster which emanates from her, which comes from her. Then when Srimati Radharani has these three baths, what was the first bath? The second bath? The third bath? Bodily luster or beauty. Then she will puts on the garment of shyness, which is her black silk sari. She covers herself very shyly. And then she has a pinkish or reddish blouse, which expresses the redness of her desire for Krishna. And the blackish dress, black-blue, is somehow showing her... Black-blue is the color of conjugal love. It shows her desire to please Krishna through her love. I do not know if you know what women do. Women do this maybe unconsciously, but according to their moods, they will dress. They will go like, there is this sari, the green sari. No, that's not good for today. But there is this yellow sari. That is a little better, but let me do. Oh yes, this particular sari, which has different colors, expresses my mood best. This is how good dressers amongst ladies go. They want to express their mood through the dress. So, by Radharani's dress, which is red, red blouse showing her desire, and the blackish thing is her shyness, but at the same blackish blue is her great desire to be with Krishna together. She has ornaments, jewels of ecstatic love, which are with her. And when Krishna sees this, he is totally enchanted, trembling, tears, and a lot of jubilation, sometimes faltering of the voice, bodily redness, and in this way. But in her heart, there is the highest jewel, which she keeps carefully hidden. When you have a very high jewel, very valuable jewel, you will not show it to the world. It might be stolen. So in her heart, that is deep inside the treasury of her heart, she has a type of love which is called prema vaichitya, a very particular form of love. You know, an ordinary person, a woman, often has earrings in the ears. Maybe we will not look at our Matajis to not embarrass them today, but maybe some of them have earrings today. Nowadays, men also sometimes prefer earrings in the ears if they are not brahmacharis, but I have seen pujaris like this. Do you know what Radharani's earrings are? It's Krishna's name. Krishna Nama, Krishna Guna, Krishna Yasha. And do you know what Radharani talks about? She hears Krishna's name, Krishna's gunas, qualities, and Krishna's yasha, means his fames. And what comes out of her mouth is only these three things: Krishna's name, Krishna's gunas, qualities, and Krishna's fame. She's talking about this all the time. That is Radharani. Krishna Das has a question for all of us. Who is the origin of love of Krishna? Can you answer this question? Only Radha. You know everything. Who is the most dear friend of Krishna? You know everything. Yes. This Radha alone is able to fulfill all the desires of Krishna. It is also said that Srimati Radhika is the touchstone of the topmost spiritual ecstasy. That is why some devotees know, if I want to get love of Godhead, Maha, you know, Bhava, if I want to be in the Bhava, no? In Krishna consciousness is actually a state where you have devotional feelings in your heart, then you must in some ways make contact or touch Radha, because she is like a touchstone. A touchstone is something which transforms something else upon touch. If I would, for instance, say this is a touchstone, and I would touch with it this microphone stand, it would turn into gold, or whatever the touchstone touches the material in, or transforms the material into. So Radha, or the contact with Srimati Radharani, immediately invokes ecstatic feelings of Krishna consciousness in the devotees who do this properly. And we do hope that on this Radhastami festival, all of you kind-hearted Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis will have ample opportunity that at one stage or another your heart touches Srimati Radhika. We hope that her compassion will come to you in some ways and transforms you into ecstatic devotees. Wouldn't it be nice to be a little bit more ecstatic? Yes, huh? I know the Germans don't want to be ecstatic, and the modern people feel, no, let us be more normal, you know, like the normal people, we have to show we are also very normal. Maybe it is necessary for some interactions, you know, when you go to the shop, that you don't immediately start to dance in the shop, but behave normally. Or if you work, that you don't jump on your table and go, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. That is good, you know. That is necessary, definitely. But in your heart, you want to be ecstatic. You want to be filled with Krishna conscious things. So the touchstone which brings that about, which transforms your heart, is described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami as she is the touchstone of the topmost spiritual ecstasy. And the other gopis like Lalita, Vishaka and so on are expansions of her transcendental bodies. They are called manavritis, the gopis, or mental activities of Srimati Radharani. They are expanding from her, they are connected with her, they are emanating from her. They are the mental activities. Like Saranga Thakur has a mental activity, he writes his seminar, he goes to Portugal and gives a seminar on tolerance, and this seminar is his mental activity, his mental expression. So the gopis are mental expressions of Srimati Radhika. Without the sakis, there are no pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Rupa Goswami describes one of these pastimes which involves Radha and one gopi. I think it is very nice to hear this pastime, because we also wish one day in our lives to enter the real world and exit from this false world of wrong promises, of false hopes. Go into there and we will enter this joyful atmosphere there. There was Radha once met Vishakha. It was after Krishna had done some jokes with Radharani. And Radha said to Vishakha, we have Saki. It gets very deep. Very deep presentation comes. Radha said to Vishakha, "Oh Saki, you are my second form." Remember, the gopis are all expansions of Radharani. You are very clever and also very eloquent. That means you can talk very nicely. Therefore, today you must meet Madhava and talk to him in such a way that he becomes attached to me, but in a way that my prestige is not even slightly diminished. I don't want Madhava to again take advantage of my submissive nature. So you must talk to him very cleverly, so that he worships me. I have full faith in you. And this is how you should do it. Go and pick flowers. And while you pick the flowers from the trees, you should talk all the way about my qualities. You know how I am very compassionate, youthful, and full of bodily lust. You talk about this. And this talk will certainly attract Krishna's ears and mind and will draw him close to you. And Madhava will come and say, about whom it is that you are talking, please? Then you should immediately say, oh, no one. Madhava, you are imagining things. I just picked flowers, can't you see? So then Krishna will be very attractive. One name of Krishna is Madhava, as you know. And he will say, I know her already. And I have a very close relationship to her. And then you should say, oh, no, Madhava. This is not possible, because there's too much difference between you and Radha. It's not possible that you are near to her. Why is there so much difference? Well, now, since you ask me, can I talk freely, you have to say. Krishna will say, yes, talk freely. Well, you are a debauchee. Debauchee means you are not staying with one girl, you are with many. Very unchaste. Debauchee means like Casanova in modern language. You are like a Casanova. Whereas she is extremely chaste. And devoted to her husband. And you are, the second is, you are very whimsical. Today you have this idea, tomorrow you have that idea. Today you want to create the world and the universes, tomorrow you destroy them. But my friend is very steady. Also, Krishna, I hate to say it, says Vishakha, but you are impious. You're eating with your friends from the same plate. You steal yogurt and butter like an ordinary thief. People need to close their doors and being afraid of you. And she's very devoted to the devatas. She makes this Surya Puja. And Krishna, you're a cowherd boy. You go after the cows, you're very dirty. And she takes 3 baths a day. I think you have heard about these baths today. And then dresses in very clean clothes. So Radha says to Vishakha, you say all this. In this way, Krishna will be a little humble. But then Krishna will think about these points and he will answer. He will say, ah, you say I'm a Casanova. But that's not true. Dovasha Muni in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad has declared that I'm a perfect brahmachari. You have said I'm whimsical and I change my mind. But don't you know that for 7 days and nights I held the Giriraj Govardhan on my pinky? Don't you know? You say, I'm impious and she is devoted to the devatas. But don't you know that I am initiated? First class initiation I have. Baguri Muni was told by my father to give me the Narayan mantra. And I chant very piously, Om Namo Narayanaya. And very steady. And you say I'm dirty, but my heart is full of love. And if you wish, I can prove it now. So, Vishakha, then you say, but this combination between you and Radha or Krishna will never happen. Because still you are a man
And she is a woman who is married. She will never ever look at you. Forget her. It will not, the meeting cannot come about. Then Krishna becomes very, Narada said, then Krishna will become very submissive. If he hears that it is not possible to meet me, the soft spot of Krishna's heart will manifest. And Krishna will say, even Vishakha, if I cannot look directly from the front of Radha, please arrange it that I can look at Radha from the back. Then you have to say, what is your plan? Then Krishna will say, I will go in a cave in Govardhan. I will clean the floor and put cow dung there and some perfumes, and I will make an altar, and I will even bring a deity, a family deity of Surya Narayan there, and you please should then bring Srimati Radharani into this cave, and I will see her from the back doing her puja to Surya Dev. I don't know if you know, but just the divine couple has association through glances. And these glances are very powerful means where they communicate their love to each other. So here Krishna begs just from a glance, not from the front of Radha, because Vishakha has informed, will inform him, you can't look directly at her because she's married to someone else. Krishna will be satisfied by looking at Radha from the back. So Vishakha said, what will you give me if I bring Radha? And Krishna just begs her and says, Sakhi, I will give everything to you. My very life I will give. You can have everything from me. If I can see her only from the distance, and if you are kind to me, maybe I can touch her feet just once. That will be the perfection of my life. So what we can see, my dear devotees, from this wonderful narration which Radha has with Vishakha, a talk where she tells Vishakha how to inform Krishna so that Krishna will become submissive to Radha and not joke so intensely. We can see there is so much of a loving relationship, a very deep loving relationship there. Ultimately, what will satisfy the soul is love. There is in the Upanishad this question which Yajnavalkya answers, what satisfies us and leaves no other desire in the soul? My dear devotees, the answer is to love and be loved. That is what satisfies the soul. So when we hear about Radha and Krishna, we hear actually about love. And this love between the divine couple is so wonderful that we will be able to leave our own little successful or unsuccessful love stories behind, because they are not as enchanting, not as deep, not as fulfilling as the love of the divine love. On Radhashtami, we beg that our heart becomes showered with that which we are all hankering in this world.
that is a loving a feeling of love. We hope that our love will be transformed, will be informed, will be purified, so that we can become attached to Radha and Krishna. I thank you very, very much. Tomorrow I will start my seminar, but today I wanted to just give a little introduction by talking about this, and I do hope that some points have reached your ears and your heart, and then tomorrow we will go deeper and deeper. I thank you very much. I wish you the best Radhastami celebration. May you all get what you came for. That is a deeper appreciation of Krishna consciousness and the love of Godhead, love of Radha and Krishna. May you obtain all this and come strengthened away from Goloka Dham with good realizations in your heart. Thank you very much. Shrimati Radharani ki jai Radhe, jai Radhe, Shyam Sundar, Shyam Sundar, Shyam Sundar, Hare Krishna.